Hello and welcome to Sight in the Sound Radio's 2015 Christmas special, A Country Faith Christmas. In this special, we'll feature the Christmas memories of the country music stars of today and yesterday. We'll also share their traditions and some personal recipes to pay tribute to the season. Whether you celebrate with faith, family, or food, or all of the above, there's nothing better than this wonderful time of year. I'm Michelle Doyle. Forward by Kimberly Sklatman. I come from a family that loves and values our Christmas traditions, and we have a lot of them. The one that stands out the most from my childhood occurred on Christmas Eve at my grandmother's house. For about 60 years, and without exception, my grandmother has hosted our ever-growing family in her house. My earliest memories are of being a very excited little girl walking into a cozy country home. There I was met with hugs and Christmas greetings that, to this day, carry me from the front door all the way through to the kitchen, where smells of turkey and dressing and every dessert imaginable fill the air. I learned if you're quick enough, you can sneak a pinch of a Christmas cookie or fried apple pie from the dessert table on your way in. The kitchen counters are covered with dishes, only to be rearranged by aunts and uncles and cousins as they arrive with their can't-do-without family favorites. These days, there's a well-worn coffee table in Grandmother's sunroom. The kids' table. It welcomes additional scratches and spills, which adds to the character. There's a dining room table where my papa used to sit at the head with his permanent smile, greeting everyone who walked by. My grandmother, who's now 92 years old, takes her place with my daddy sitting on the opposite end. We know it's almost time to sit down when Aunt Gail asks, "Who wants tea?" Of course, she unquestionably means sweet tea. But before we eat, we make a big circle around the table and join hands as daddy says grace. He gives thanks for another year together, for the delicious goodness we're about to enjoy, and for the loving hands that prepared it. In the pages of Country Faith Christmas, my family and fellow country artists join me in sharing their Christmas traditions, their beloved family photos, and their favorite Christmas recipes. So find a quiet spot to sit back with a glass of sweet tea or hot chocolate as we celebrate together the joy of Christmas through the greatest story ever told. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys were legends in gospel music long before they made the leap into country music in 1977 with the hit Y'all Come Back Saloon. Since then, they've won numerous accolades, including 4 ACM Awards, 4 CMA Awards, 5 Grammys, and 9 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards. They were inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2000 and the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2015. Oak Ridge boy William Lee Golden shares holiday memories. "I come from a musical family. My grandparents and my parents all nurtured us with music. Granddaddy Golden was a fiddle player who played in barn dances as a young man. He even had a radio show with my sister and me. So music was always a part of our life growing up in Alabama. My mother's brothers played guitar and sang as far back as I remember. I was about 7 years old when we got our first electricity, which was before we got running water. We had a battery-operated radio that we wouldn't let run much during the week. But one of my earliest memories was listening on Saturday night to the Grand Ole Opry. My mother taught us to play instruments, and by the time I was 8, I was playing guitar on the radio show with my granddaddy. We would sing gospel songs like I Saw the Light. At Christmas, we always gathered together to sing and play music at the old home place. Even after my mother and father passed away, 2 or 3 days after Christmas, we still get together there in Alabama with my cousins. Everybody brings their instruments and food, and we all have a big time. The music starts early and lasts till late. It always was uplifting and part of the holiday that we actually plan and look forward to. Another tradition is having one of the kids or grandkids read the Christmas story to everybody before opening any presents. I heard about it from a friend of mine. Oak Ridge boy Joe Bonsall writes, "As far as Christmas family traditions go, I don't think our family does anything special in comparison to everyone else. We enjoy dinner, the tree, decorations, presents, fun family time and worship and memories. It's my favorite time of the year for certain, a blessed time. I'm very thankful for each year that God allows me to live to see another Christmas. As far as Christmas stories go, I've always had a keen interest in God's holy angels. Ever since reading a book by Billy Graham many years ago, which was a study on these principalities of love and light, I've loved angels. In my book of short stories, Christmas Miracles, an angel actually appears in 4 out of 6 stories. If I had to picture a character from the Christmas story with whom I identify, it would have to be the shepherds tending their flocks when suddenly the sky is filled with heavenly hosts announcing the birth of Christ. My mind cannot even comprehend what it must have looked like to these men. Try to envision a sky full of angels singing and praising God in the highest. So make me a shepherd, if you will, sitting beneath a tree on the dark night, enjoying the soft sounds of insects, and then suddenly, boom, yes, I would love to be there for that one. I can only imagine how fast I would have headed for that manger behind the inn." Oak Ridge boy Dwayne Allen writes, "The Allen family Christmas for us is in Hendersonville, Tennessee, where my son and daughter live. They bring the grandkids over and my house turns into a zoo. Everybody has run of the house. We always eat the Christmas meal together, we pray together, and then gather in the den. Before we all go into the den, Norley finds the secret places where Santa Claus has hidden all the presents all year long. Norley and I help Santa Claus put the gifts into each of the chairs scattered around the den for all the kids and everybody else. One of the greatest Christmases I've ever had was in the first house that I lived in when I got married, back when we had our first child, Jamie. Our little girl was born on December 13th. On Christmas morning came around that year, Norley slipped out without waking me. She went into the baby's room and dressed Jamie up real pretty for Christmas. She put her in a little itty-bitty rocker under the Christmas tree, and then she came and woke me up, took me in there and yelled, 'Merry Christmas!' There was Jamie under the Christmas tree. That has to be the sweetest Christmas I've ever had, and a good example of how we celebrate Christmas around here. It's all about family, and it's all about love. It's all about God and giving and sharing in the story of Jesus Christ." For the Oak Ridge Boys' favorite Christmas recipe, Donna's Seafood Sauce. The Oak Ridge Boys' Rich Durbin's recipe. My mother was born in Italy. I was raised eating Italian food. There's an Italian tradition that on Christmas Eve you eat seafood. They call it the 7 fishes. Even my mother, who recently passed away, said that Donna's sauce was better than her own. The ingredients needed: extra virgin olive oil, 2 or 3 tablespoons of minced garlic, 2 boxes of Palm's tomato puree, 1 large can of Palm diced tomatoes, 2 tablespoons Herbes de Provence, 2 tablespoons of oregano, salt and pepper to taste, 24 fresh mussels washed and with shell scrubbed, 24 cherry stone or little neck clams, and 24 shrimp peeled and deveined. For the directions, cover the bottom of a large pot with olive oil. Add garlic. Lightly brown the garlic. Add the tomatoes and the seasonings and simmer for 30 minutes. Then add your shrimp. Cook that until the shrimp turns pink and the clams and the mussels open. Do not eat unopened clams or mussels. You can serve this delicious recipe over freshly cooked pasta with crusty Italian bread. To make the Fra Diavola version, add 2 or 3 tablespoons of crushed red pepper.
It's my favorite time of year. Doorbells ringing, everybody's here. Barely any
Sarah Evans. Sarah Evans has sold more than 6 million albums and scored 5 number one hits, including Suds in the Bucket, A Real Fine Place to Start, and A Little Bit Stronger, which spent 2 weeks at the Summit and was certified platinum. She's won numerous honors, including the Academy of Country Music's Top Female Vocalist, Country Music Association's Video of the Year, for her chart-topping single Born to Fly, and she's been named one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People. Growing up in Missouri, our tradition was to go see my mom's parents every Christmas Eve. Granny and Papa lived in Columbia, which was a 45-minute drive for us. Granny would cook the most amazing dinner. We'd get together with my mom's two brothers and my cousins and have this huge time opening gifts down in their big finished basement. That was the best night of the year. We did that growing up well into my adulthood. It was always such a special time. My granny passed away about 4 years ago, and our traditions have changed. Since Jay and I got married, we go to church on Christmas Eve, and then go out to dinner at this restaurant in Birmingham called Fleming's. So we make Christmas Eve kind of fancy and get dressed up, traditional kind of deal. A lot of times we open gifts with mom and sister and cousins after Christmas Eve dinner. On Christmas morning when I was growing up, my mom always made an enormous breakfast with everything you could imagine. Bacon, eggs, sausage gravy, biscuits, and homemade cinnamon rolls, orange juice. Now I'm carrying on that Christmas morning tradition. Christmas time has always been so special to me because we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. Without him, we are a lost world. I just love all the aspects of Christmas. Not only celebrating the birth of Christ, but the fun stuff that goes on with your children, especially when they're little. There's something so nostalgic about it. But we really, really have to remember that it started with Jesus coming to be a man and to be on earth with us that God sent him. All of that is just so overwhelming. It's easy to forget that's what Christmas is all about, which is why I love all of the religious Christmas songs. They're so powerful, and they help us to never lose sight of what Christmas really is about. Oh, Holy Night is my favorite. When it comes to a special Christmas gift over the years, my main memory as a child is the time I got the Easy Bake Oven. That stands out in my mind because we did not have money, and now I know what a big deal it was for my mother to get me that. I remember thinking, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Moms really do make sacrifices. No wonder I tend to identify with Mary in the Christmas story. As a mom, I know that she was going through and the stress of having to give birth and having nowhere to be and to take care of your baby. I always thought, my gosh, what an amazing, strong woman she must have been, and how scary giving birth in the manger probably was for her. Sarah listed her favorite Christmas recipe, refrigerator rolls. Ingredients needed: 1 package of yeast, 1/2 cup of warm water, 1 cup of hot milk, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 cup of light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, 5 cups of flour, and 5 teaspoons of melted shortening. For the directions, dissolve the sugar in hot milk. Add 2 cups of flour and stir well. Add the eggs and beat together as well. Then slowly add the shortening and the yeast that was dissolved in the water. Add the salt and 3 more cups of flour. Mix it all up and let rise to double in size. Put this dough in the refrigerator and let it sit until the next day. To use this dough, roll out into a large rectangle and then spread with 1 stick of soft butter. Mix the brown sugar and the white. Add 1 heaping teaspoon of cinnamon. Sprinkle this sugar mixture over the butter. Roll the dough up starting at one end of that rectangle. Pinch the dough together at the seams when you're finished rolling it up. Cut off 1 or 2 inch strips on the ends of the roll. Place in a buttered baking dish. Let this sit and rise till it's double in size. Then you can bake at 350 for 20 to 25 minutes. Ice these rolls with a powdered sugar icing made just thin enough to drizzle over each roll. You're listening to Sight into Sound Radio's 2015 Christmas special, A Country Faith Christmas. I'm Michelle Dole. Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels' career has spanned five decades and multiple genres. As a songwriter, Elvis Presley recorded his work. As a musician, Bob Dylan tapped in to play guitar on such landmark albums as Nashville Skyline. Best known for his classic hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Daniels is a Grammy winner and has won multiple awards from Gospel Music Association, Country Music Association, and the Academy of Country Music. Daniels is a member of the Grand Ole Opry, has been named a BMI icon. Charlie writes, "Growing up in North Carolina, Christmas was always such an exciting time for us kids. When I start talking about Christmas, I have so many early memories. In the pre-knowing about Santa Claus days, that's the magic time. That's the time of childlike faith, and there's nothing like it. It's a great time in a kid's life. After I grew up and began traveling as a musician, there were times I couldn't make it back home for Christmas. Back before Hazel and I married, I remember one Christmas I didn't go home because I had one day off in Wichita, Kansas. I spent Christmas going to a movie that year. Even after we were married, I was on the road two Christmases. After my son Charlie Jr. was born, that was especially hard. When it gets close to Christmas time, the Christmas carols start playing and they're showing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on TV. You can't help but get homesick. I mean, really, just really homesick. I probably value my time home with the family during Christmas more than a lot of people who never had to spend time away from home. My favorite night of the year is Christmas Eve. We go to church for the special Christmas service. Afterwards, we have folks over for food and some wine and some fellowship. Then on Christmas Day, we open our gifts that morning. Charlie Jr. comes down and we all get together, especially with about 25 people, for Christmas dinner. It's our tradition. I love the things that you do year after year. Every Christmas Eve, I read St. Luke's version of the Christmas story. A while back, I wrote a book that had some short stories in it, and one was called Carolina Christmas Carol. Years ago, Charlie said, "Daddy, why don't you read that on Christmas Eve?" So I did, and it's become one of our traditions. Every Christmas Eve, I read that in St. Luke's version of the Christmas story. One of my favorite Christmas memories was in 1967. Those days were pretty much hand-to-mouth for us. I was doing everything I could to make a living. I was going up to Lexington, Kentucky every Friday and Saturday to work at a bowling alley. Hazel had joined a bowling league in our neighborhood, but we couldn't afford a bowling ball for her. So I did a little extra work in Lexington and went and bought her a bowling ball. I said nothing about it to her. And then I gave it to her on Christmas morning. She still got it after all these years, probably the most meaningful gift that I ever gave her because it was something she did not expect at all. It really touched her heart and touched mine to see her appreciate it so much. When it comes to the Christmas story, the characters I most identify with are the shepherds. They were, from what I understand, the bottom of the food chain. They weren't looked on very highly as members of society. God's son could have been born anywhere. It was not in a royal palace or a rich man's house, but of all the places, a stable. And who got the news first? The most humble people, the shepherds. Can you imagine what it would have been like if you'd been out in that field all day, and all of a sudden the sky lights up, and a bunch of angels come and tell you to get on your way because the Messiah that you've been waiting on for thousands of years has been born? Can you imagine what that must have been like to see the Messiah as a baby lying in that manger? It was just pretty awesome to think that actually happened.
The first things I remember are frosty Carolina mornings with a cheery fire crackling in my mama's big black wood cook stove. I remember snowflakes as big as goose feathers and the moon the color of new-made country butter and a night sky like diamonds against black velvet reaching from horizon to horizon. I remember when the biggest problems in my barefoot life were sand spurs and red ant hills. I remember sitting with my granddaddy on the front porch and watching the last of that magnificent southern sun bleed away into the twilight sky. I remember Sunday school and kneeling at the cross and trying to imagine what God looked like. Sunday dinner, short pants, haircuts, and a little puppy my daddy brought home to me, and I remember love. I remember steam-puffing, fire-breathing, awesome ten-wheel locomotives, and the conductor's watch looked as big as one of my grandmother's biscuits. I remember my mother smiling in a red and white checkered dress, and Christmas always seemed so far away.
Dolly Parton, a member of both the Songwriters and Country Music Hall of Fame, this East Tennessee native has become a beloved entertainment icon with a successful career in TV, film, and music. Dolly has won 7 Grammy Awards, 7 Academy of Country Music Honors, and 9 CMA Awards, including Entertainer of the Year. She writes, "I like to say that I cook like an old mountain woman. Well, only a real mountain woman would spend all day smoking the daylights out of a turkey." Dolly Parton's favorite Christmas recipe is a Smoky Mountain smoked turkey breast. Ingredients: 4 or 5 tennis ball-sized hickory wood chips, 2 tablespoons of coarsely ground pepper, 1 6-pound bone-in whole turkey breast, fresh or frozen, but thawed. 1 7-ounce bottles of sweet chili pepper sauce. If you use fresh turkey breast, expect to cook them up to 6 hours. Soak the wood chips in water for at least 1 hour. Prepare the charcoal fire in the smoker and let it burn about 30 minutes. Meanwhile, rub the pepper evenly over the turkey breast. Pour the pepper sauce all over the turkey breast to coat completely. Drain the wood chunks and place them directly onto the coals. Place a water pan in the smoker and add water to the depth of the fill line. Place the turkey breast on a smoker rack and then close the cover. Smoke the breast for 6 hours or until the instant read thermometer inserted in the thickest part of this breast registers 170 degrees. If necessary, add water to the pan to maintain the level at the depth of the fill line. Transfer the turkey breast from the smoker to a cutting board and let it stand 10 minutes before slicing up.
After every day, after Thanksgiving sale, malls just ain't complete. Without a bunch of decorations and a paper angel tree, there's artificial smiles on artificial tree limbs, saying what she'd love to have and what to buy for him.
Jimmy Wayne. Jimmy Wayne overcame a turbulent childhood and homelessness during his teen years to become a chart-topping country singer-songwriter, well known for such hits as I Love You This Much and the number one, Do You Believe Me Now. This North Carolina native is a passionate humanitarian and tireless advocate for children in the foster care system. In 2010, he launched the Meet Me Halfway campaign, walking over 1,700 miles from Nashville to Phoenix to raise awareness for foster kids and homeless youth. His book, Walk to Beautiful, is a New York Times bestseller. Jimmy Wayne writes, "Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of good Christmas memories growing up. I remember a lot of bad Christmases. We didn't get anything. Mom didn't even put up lights. I'd see the kids in the neighborhood with new bikes, new clothes and stuff, And I remember going up the street looking at people's trash because I wanted to see the boxes of what these kids got. I'd just stare at the boxes thinking about the toy and wishing that it was mine. I did get things from the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. It was great to be getting those bags of groceries and a few gifts. The Salvation Army provided me with my first guitar in 1987, when my sister and I were recipients of the Angel Tree program. Years later, I wrote a song called Paper Angels, because I wanted to raise awareness of that campaign, which has been around since 1979. The Angel Tree program is so important because if we don't help impoverished kids, they won't get anything for Christmas. When you see a person who's hungry, it doesn't matter who they are or where they come from, what color, boy or girl, you better do something to feed them. If you've got it and you don't give it, you'll have to answer for it. When I was a 17-year-old homeless teenager, Bea and Russell Costner took me into their home and gave me a place to live, helped me finish high school. One gift that really stands out is a tool set that I received from Bea's daughter and son-in-law Sandy and James Conrad. It was a Sears Craftsman tool set. I still have it, and now it's 20-something years old. With that tool set, I've worked on a lot of cars. I've changed engines and spark plugs. I've worked on a car that I drove to Nashville. I had an old Ford truck, and I did a tune-up with that tool set. My most memorable Christmas was spent in prison. Working as a guard, that is. I was single, living in North Carolina. The schedule gave me Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. I didn't care about getting those days off, since I didn't have a family. But a grandfather named Officer Robert Deal, who loved his kids and his grandkids, was going to have to work. I called him and said, "Let's trade days. I will work Christmas Eve and Christmas for you. Somewhere down the road, if I need to make a trip to Nashville, I want you to work those 2 days for me." And he agreed. I showed up Christmas Eve for the shift briefing conducted by a cigar-smoking sergeant. He said, "All right, Jimmy, you've got A, B, and C dorms tonight." Walking the hallways that night was eerie. It was about 10:30 p.m., and the TVs weren't on. There wasn't a convict up playing poker or chess or any board games. There wasn't mingling, nothing. They were all in their cells, in their beds, all covered up. I thought that was so bizarre. I'd never seen this on a weekend night. Usually it's hustling, wheeling, and dealing, slamming poker cards, and they're running all over the place. The silence was completely different. Like a quiet before a storm. I thought it was spooky, and I got a seriously dangerous feeling. I also noticed that all the floors were especially clean and shiny with a reflection that you could comb your hair in. I said to the sergeant, "Man, this place is different, ain't it?" "That's what it's like here on Christmas Eve," he said. "They miss their family so much that they invest their energy in cleaning the floors. They went overboard because they had to stay busy. You'll stay busy or you'll go crazy and kill somebody." At midnight, the lights snapped off. Those things hum all night like white noise, but other than that, it was all quiet. As I walked down the corridor, my big key ring was making the most noise. At the end of the corridor, I heard somebody quietly starting to sing Silent Night. I stopped as the melody echoed out of the cell of Jelly Roll. That was his nickname. He was a big black guy with one eye that was all messed up. And the other eye stared out at you. He and his family were gospel singers. As Jelly Roll continued to sing with a baritone voice like an old blues singer, I saw guys in there, felons who had committed cold blood murders, lay in their beds and cry. When he hit that "All is calm," it rumbled through the entire prison, and there wasn't a person making a sound. Men were listening and crying. He sang "Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Sleep in Heavenly Peace." And I thought, man, that is the best Christmas that I've ever experienced in my life. By giving Officer Deal that night off, he was blessed, and so was I. It's the gift of giving when you give somebody something and don't expect anything in return. That was so amazing. The night Jelly Roll broke the silence of that silent night. As far as the Christmas story goes, I most identify with Jesus because that's who we are supposed to identify with the most. He was born homeless. He died homeless. He was a leader. He fought for what was right, and he wasn't a coward, and he loved everybody, whether or not they were behind bars at Christmas.
Take care of this paper angel everywhere.
You're listening to Sight into Sound Radio's 2015 Christmas special, A Country Faith Christmas. I'm Michelle Dole. Lee Greenwood. During his award-winning career, Lee Greenwood has released 22 studio albums and 7 compilation albums, delivering 7 number one hits. Singles including Dixie Road and Hearts Aren't Made to Break, They're Made to Love. The Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and author is best known for his patriotic anthem, God Bless the USA. Greenwood has received the Congressional Medal of Honor Society's National Patriots Award and entertained troops on more than 30 USO tours. Lee writes, "When I moved to Tennessee, I married into a great family. At Christmas, my wife and I always get the family together and have tacos. Now, I know that's kind of odd, but rather than turkey or ham, tacos are something I brought back from California. We grind our own taco shells, which my father-in-law taught us how to do with the taco press. In addition to that Christmas tradition, we get a bunch of singers together and enjoy going to neighbors' houses, caroling with a little gas lantern. We chose different neighborhoods in the Nashville area. My wife, Kim, is a very good cook. At Christmas time, she always makes pumpkin pies for us, and then she'll make another dozen pies to deliver to our friends and neighbors. Church is also a big part of our holidays. When I'm not working, we'll slip into our church and attend the candlelight service on Christmas Eve. My favorite memory is when I was 8 or 9 and I got my first BB gun, a Red Ryder with a lever action. You had to be careful. And it's funny because every person I ever talked to that got a BB gun when they were a small kid opened the lever and pulled the trigger, and it would snap down and nearly break your finger. But the reason I got the BB gun on this farm was because we had lots of trees with food around us. When I'd come home from school, I was allowed to go out in the front yard and shoot sparrows out of our fig tree because they'd be eating our figs and then we wouldn't have any. I had a long pole with a can on it with a sharp edge, and we could get the figs to the very top of the tree that were the largest and bring them down. And of course, the baskets would go around and we'd have figs to eat that night and the next day. I had a little hunter cat that would walk with me, named Marmalade. And when I'd shoot the bird, she would grab it and take it to her kittens. That's a great memory, receiving my first BB gun at Christmas. I love the Christmas season, and every year I have to relearn the Christmas songs because naturally we don't do them for a whole year. And it's so much fun to have the first rehearsal and go through that, relearning the songs, redoing them with my band, getting it prepared for our first Christmas show. It's just a wonderful, joyous time in being able to go through the giving process where we give gifts to other people. I kind of identify with Joseph. We've had children, and I know how it feels to escort your wife who's about to give birth to a beautiful miracle. Of course, there's only one Christ. But when we had our children, I was by my wife's side every moment the last 2 or 3 weeks and watched her go through that transition. So I identify with Joseph, a husband and the father. Vince Gill. A member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Vince Gill is a noted humanitarian, avid golfer, and a prolific singer-songwriter who has sold more than 26 million albums and scored such hits as When I Call Your Name, I Still Believe in You, and Go Rest High on That Mountain. Gill has won countless accolades, including 18 CMA Awards and 20 Grammys, more than any other male country artist. Growing up in Oklahoma, Christmas time was pretty normal. One thing I'd never been able to forget is the sneakiness of my sister. She'd always sneak down to the tree and open up all the presents. She'd even open the tape and then retape everything. That way she knew everything that she was getting. I knew what she was doing, but I don't think Mom or Dad ever did. I got pictures of me probably 3 or 4 years old getting my first football. My big brother was such a great big brother. He played football with me and loved on me, and those pictures cement the wonderful memories. I was 9 or 10 years old when I got the biggest Christmas gift ever, my own guitar. I can still remember the case when I opened it up for the first time and the Fender amp. That's just more precious than anything I've ever gotten for Christmas. I played hard and practiced a lot. My parents really saw all my interest in playing. What made it special was the fact that it was my guitar, not my dad's guitar, that I was borrowing. It was mine. A Gibson ES-335. And I remember every scratch I ever put on it. These days, it's down at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. I still play that kind of guitar and model to this day. So to have gotten such a great tool of the trade at that young age was really something. I had no idea then how important that gift would become in my career and my life. These days, more than anything, the chance to see all the kids is the best gift at Christmas. Everybody slows down and comes over for a little while. Most of the time, they spend the night before Christmas. And we'll gather in the hallway for a kid picture every year. Amy does it all up right. I'm a novice. I just follow her. And for 15 years since Amy and I got married, we've had a Christmas tradition of me fixing a giant breakfast for everybody with hundreds of eggs and pounds of bacon and rolls and everything. In 2014, I wasn't paying attention. I was opening some bacon and I cut the end of my thumb off. It was pretty scary. My whole guitar life flashed before my eyes, and it was a little bit freaky for everybody too. After I got all bandaged up and put together, the kids said, "You are officially fired. No longer is my being the breakfast chef our tradition. In spite of the occasional mishap, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Everybody stops. It's the one holiday where everybody really does stop and take stock into who their family is and what that means. It's the time of year when people stop and say, okay, we're all going home.
I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be.
Brad Paisley. One of country music's most talented ambassadors, this West Virginia native has won 3 Grammys, 2 American Music Awards, 14 Academy of Country Music Awards, and 14 Country Music Association Awards, including Entertainer of the Year. He has written or co-written 20 of his 23 number one hits, starting with 1999's He Didn't Have to Be, and has been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 2001. Brad's favorite Christmas recipe is Mom Sandy's whole grain gingerbread. The ingredients listed: 1 cup of whole wheat flour, 1 cup of unbleached flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 a teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ginger, 1/4 a teaspoon of cloves, 1/4 a cup of sugar, 1/2 a cup of wheat germ, 1 cup of yogurt or buttermilk, 3/4 a cup of molasses, 1/4 a cup of applesauce, 1 tablespoon of oil, and 2 eggs. For the directions, stir dry ingredients together, flour through wheat germ, together in a mixing bowl. Add the remaining ingredients and beat until smooth. Pour the mixture into a 9-inch by 9-inch greased cake pan and bake at 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes or until done. Enjoy warm or let cool. It makes about 8 servings. Florida-Georgia line. When a former worship leader from Georgia met an aspiring baseball player from Florida at a Nashville Belmont University, the creative sparks exploded into country music's most successful new act. Georgia-born Tyler Hubbard and Florida native Brian Kelly have earned numerous accolades and scored 7, and counting, number one hits, including their breakout single, Cruise, which set a record as the best-selling country digital song of all time, with sales surpassing 7 million copies, and it spent 24 weeks at number one on Billboard country single charts, setting a record for the longest chart topper. Tyler Hubbard writes, "We usually just enjoy some time off with family at Christmas. I think that's the most important thing, and we try to give back during the holiday season. We really find a lot of joy in that. Helping others means a lot to us because we've been in a spot before when we didn't have anything to give. So it feels good to have something to give, especially during that Christmas season when not everybody has what they need. The Christmas holiday is also great because we have a little downtime, a little time to recharge, and the family time. We love being home. When I think about characters in the Christmas story, I think the wise men are the people that we can most relate to, because we're always chasing a star and chasing where the Lord wants us to go. That's a pretty cool part of the story." Brian Kelly writes, "I agree with Tyler. It's all about spending time with the family and giving back at Christmas time. We don't get to see our family as much as we'd like throughout that year, and we're gone and working, trying to do the right thing. At Christmas, we try and get together with family, just sit back and be thankful for what we have. And that, in turn, turns into giving back, whether that's our time, our resources, or helping people out. As far as the favorite character of the Christmas story, I can definitely relate to the wise men, too. You know, just continuing to chase path that God wants for us to be on. We're doing that for sure here. And that's what we're all about. I'd have to say my favorite Christmas song is Mary, Did You Know? We both love the perspective of that song." Florida Georgia Line's favorite Christmas recipe is Fantasy Fudge. This recipe was handed down in Tyler Hubbard's family for many years. It's a perennial favorite. I don't know why we never make it any other time of the year. Prep time about 10 minutes, total time 22 minutes, and it makes about 3 pounds. The ingredients? 1.5 sticks of butter or margarine, softened. 3 cups of sugar. 1 5-ounce can of evaporated milk. It's about 2/3 a cup. 12 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chips. 1 7-ounce jar of marshmallow cream. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And 1 cup of pecans. For the directions, microwave the butter in a 4-quart microwavable bowl on high, about a minute until it starts to melt. Add the sugar and milk, mixing well. Microwave 5 minutes or until that mixture begins just to boil, stirring after about 3 minutes. Continue stirring, scraping down the sides of the bowl. Microwave another 5.5 minutes, stirring at about 3 minutes. Then you can let it stand for 2 minutes. Add the chocolate chips, continuing to stir until they all melt. Then add the marshmallow cream and the vanilla. Mix well. Then stir in the pecans. Pour it into a greased 13x9 inch pan. Let it cool, and then cut into squares. You're listening to Sight into Sound Radio's 2015 Christmas Special, A Country Faith Christmas. I'm Michelle Dole.
Really? party hop.
Brenda Lee. Known as Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee's talent has spanned multiple genres and earned her inductions into the Country Music, Rock and Roll, and Rockabilly Halls of Fame. A recipient of the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Lee has recorded 47 chart-topping hits, including I'm Sorry and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, a holiday classic for over 50 years. Brenda writes, "When I was growing up in rural Georgia, I was a poor daughter of the South, as most everybody else was. We didn't have all the gifts. We didn't have all the beautiful store-bought ornaments. What we had was a love of family and a belief in the love of God, and that's what we had. Not to say we didn't get gifts. My daddy was a great whittler, and he made most of our toys. The first store-bought doll I ever got at Christmas was when I was maybe 10 or 12 years old. My daddy made our toys, and we made our own decorations. We would get things like evergreen branches or sticks or whatever we could find to make decorations. Sometimes we would cut out things from old magazines that someone had read and passed along to us. That's how we decorated our tree. We went out into the woods and cut our tree. Sometimes it would be a scrawny tree, and other times it would be a good-shaped one. But in our eyes, they were all beautiful. The important thing to us was that everybody got together at Christmas. We always had food and lots of it on the holidays. A lot of times back then, families lived with other families. There might be three families living in the same house. So there was a lot of us. We got hand-me-down toys. My first bicycle was a boy's bike I got when I was around 7 years old. It was painted bright red, and I thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened. Church was always a big part of our Christmas celebration. During the year, we went to church 3 times a week, like most people did where I lived. We always went to prayer meetings on Wednesdays and to church twice on Sunday. The church was our home away from home. That's where we went for our extracurricular activities, like picnics on the ground. And that's where we learned about God. No wonder at Christmas time I identify most with the wise men, because they sought out Christ and found him just as we did.
Proud little thing, just hear him ring.
Brenda Lee's favorite Christmas recipe is the squash casserole. Ingredients listed: 8 to 10 medium squash, washed with the ends cut off, slice them up. 1 large onion, sliced. 1 can cream of mushroom soup. 3 tablespoons of sour cream. Cheddar cheese, grated. 2 sleeves of Ritz crackers. 1 stick of butter. And then salt and pepper to taste. Directions: add the onions to the sliced squash. Get the squash tender, then place in a colander and get as much of the liquid off as you can, even if you have to take paper towels and mash it down. Put that in a casserole dish. Mix up 1 can of cream of mushroom soup. On the sour cream, I mix it in there where there's not quite as much of cream of mushroom soup, but about 3 big tablespoons full. Stir that up and taste, and make sure that neither one overpowers the other. Into that, mix in the grated cheddar, like sharp cheddar, until it's mixed in and that's all pretty a solid mixture. Then add 2 sleeves of Ritz crackers all crumbled up. Heat or microwave a stick of butter and pour the Ritz crackers into the butter and get it all mixed in with the crackers. If you need more butter, just add more. Dollop that out across the squash and make it smooth across the squash. Put the Ritz cracker mix over on top of that. If you need more Ritz crackers and butter to cover it, just make what you need. All that needs to be covered. Put 2 or 3 slices of butter on top of that, and you can add more cheese on top depending on how much cheese you like. I usually put my cheese in it. It's better that way. To put your cheese in it, not on top. Put it in at 350 degrees and let those crackers brown because everything in it is already cooked. The cheese just needs to melt inside it.
In this life we all go through hard times, when we struggle and pray for a lifeline, just needing someone to show us the way.
Reba, the Queen of Country, has sold more than 56 million albums worldwide and placed 35 singles at the top of the charts. Her 2015 album, Love Somebody, became her 12th number one on Billboard's Top Country Albums chart. In addition to being one of country music's most awarded female vocalists, she's found success in film, TV, and Broadway. Reba says, "If I didn't have my relationship with the Lord, I don't know how I would function. He's my rock. He's my strength. He's my best friend. He's the one I talk to about every situation in my life, and I feel really confident and a lot stronger with that. He's the greatest thing in the world. I just don't know what I'd do without that relationship, which is why I'm so thankful for Christmas." Our family likes to watch Christmas movies on Christmas Eve. Before we open the gifts on Christmas morning, when all the kids are there by the tree, we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. My mother-in-law, Gloria Blackstock, bakes a cake for Jesus, and we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus, which I think is a great thing to do. It's a glorious tradition that she taught to me. I realize all the kids are so anxious to be opening the gifts, ripping open the presents and all. But I just think it's a good time to make them stop, sit down, take a breath, and realize why we're celebrating Christmas. The meaning of Christmas isn't for you to get a lot of toys and a lot of stuff that you really don't need, which is why it's really good to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. It's His birthday, and that's where the cake idea comes in. Of course, with Christmas, there are presents, and Santa, too. I have a little story I like to tell the kids. I've always said a little thing about how Santa Claus and Jesus get together, and because Jesus gets so many gifts on his birthday, he shares them with the good little girls and boys all the way around the world. Santa Claus is the one who delivers the gifts. Speaking of gifts, when we were younger, this was back in the 80s, my little sister Susie gave me basketball shoes that I used when I played in the 12th grade in high school. I lived, slept, and breathed basketball. I don't know why she had them, but she had my old basketball shoes. I just sat there and cried. I thought it was so special of her to do that. We're both pack rats, like our mama was. Not as bad, but we're both pack rats. I guess she just cleaned out a closet or something and said, "I'm gonna give these to Reba." The other thing I love are the cards that my son Shelby gives me. When he gives me a gift, he always writes a card and puts that on top. I treasure those too. Helping others, especially at Christmas time, is important to us. We give a lot to others anonymously. When a family is having a rough time, especially during Christmas, we like to help them out so that the kids can have gifts and things like that. Helping others is probably the greatest gift we can ever give. We hope you enjoyed Sight into Sound Radio's 2015 Christmas special, A Country Faith Christmas. In this special, you heard Christmas reflections from new and veteran country artists. On behalf of all the staff and volunteers at Sight into Sound Radio, we would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. A Country Faith Christmas is a production of Sight into Sound Radio in Houston, Texas. Your producer was Jim Martinez. I'm Michelle Dole.